You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Edwards, the handoff. Quick trigger, Irving. 60! 60! Kyrie Irving!
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Chris Mack, Nick Ashew, You Better You Bet, BetQL. If you really want to have fun, just Google the name Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant and look at all the rumors that are out there, because that's the only way that you can find any sort of, I don't know, advantage in this market if you're trying to find the next team that they're going to go to. I will say this. I'm going to give you credit. You said this is a joke, but 56 minutes ago, Yahoo Sports, mock trade has Nets sending Kevin Durant to Nuggets in a three-team deal. Anything is possible, like Kevin Garnett said.
I swear I didn't see that before I jokingly brought that up 10 minutes ago. But that's exactly what this is, and it's what I mean by like a house of mirrors. You could look at every single team in the league and come up with some sort of mock Kevin Durant trade scenario, especially when you start to include third and fourth teams in the deal. There's nobody you can't look at and go, well, no, that doesn't make sense. You can make it make sense for just about anybody at this point.
Yeah, and SI's putting out there too, Nets are making moves as if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving will be on the team. So you can't rule out the Nets as well. And I think that that's the right approach, because the Nets don't have to trade either one of them. Now, yeah, Kyrie Irving's going to be on a one-year deal because he picked up his option. You got Kevin Durant for 4 years. I'm not rushing into this. And if there's anybody that pushed back on player empowerment and control and I'm deciding where I go next at any given moment, it's Daryl Morey, because Ben Simmons tried to hold the team hostage and he said, nah, man, you're going to sit on the bench. You can stay away from the team, but I'm going to get what I want. And he got what he wanted. Now, the Lakers are the heavy favorites to get Kyrie Irving. I still think eventually that's what happens. The minute you started hearing rumors about, well, they're at an impasse, the Nets and Kyrie Irving. And then it became, well, here is a list of teams that Kyrie would like to be traded to if it happened. The minute the list gets put out there, where there's smoke, there's fire. It's like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson didn't want to leave Seattle, but here's a list of teams just in case. Right. Oh, and then shocking, he got traded to one of those teams. So there's that possibility with the Lakers as heavy favorites, like minus 300. The Knicks are the second favorite. Yeah, 5-1. The Clippers, 6-1. The Heat, 7-1. And the Mavs are 8-1 right there. I see this. If you're looking at most potential situation here, it's still that Kyrie and Kevin Durant do get traded. I'm not ruling it out, just like you said you're not either. But the Lakers are desperate. And you also have to keep in mind teams that are desperate to maximize their eras, maximize their windows. And if we're going to talk about Kevin Durant and what that window may be for a team like the Suns or the Heat, how about the Lakers? And not Kevin Durant, but just Kyrie Irving. Because now apparently he and LeBron want to hang out again. Kyrie's like, oh, yeah, I can't win without LeBron. I should maybe go back and try this again a second time around, but this time in LA, because why not? It's the NBA.
Well, are they, you're right. They're desperate because they're the Lakers and they need to win during what's left of the LeBron window for them. But are they move on from AD desperate? Are they that desperate? I think that's the question, because I don't know if it gets done with, if I'm the Nets, that's what I'm holding out for. Oh, you want to get this done? Okay. And give us the man with the eyebrows, or the eyebrow, I guess, technically. That's what we're holding out for. And until then, we don't have to do anything. We can tell Kyrie to stay home. Heck, we played 2/3 of last season without him. We'll be fine. We'll let him sit there. And that's, if I'm the Lakers, I don't know if I'm willing to go that far. I take that back. If I'm the Lakers, I'm crazy and desperate, like you said, So I would do it probably. But not in a right state of mind. If I'm not desperately trying to maximize the last couple of years of LeBron, I don't do something like that. That is just mortgaging too much of the future, in my opinion.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to put your, you're going to put your Rob Pelinka hat on real quick, and you're going to be the general manager of the Lakers. Who do you depend on being out on the court more? Who can you count on? Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving? Because you got to, that's got to be your mindset.
Exactly. So why are
we willing to? I don't even know what the answer is to that, honestly.
See, I think the answer is AD, because there's less of a chance that even when he's healthy, he's going to do something that leads to him not being on the court. Kyrie may just look up one day and say, "Nah, you know what? I don't feel like playing this week." And it loops back onto all the stuff we talked about at the beginning, about an hour and a half ago with Kyrie Irving. And he's not a loose cannon in a dangerous way, but he's a loose cannon in that you don't know what to expect from him on a day-to-day basis. And he may
just
walk into the building.
You don't know where his motivations are. Like, what's he really passionate about? Just... Is it about playing?
Right. Is it about basketball? Or is it about flat earth? Or is it about COVID? Is it what is it about? Is it about vaccinations? What exactly is Kyrie going to come in and be on one about today? Because if it's about hoops, then, man, you feel really good. If it's not, then you wonder, what are we doing here? And what did we just give away to get this guy? And that's why if I'm Rob Pelinka, as I have my Rob Pelinka hat on right now, I'm not willing to move on from AD in exchange for Kyrie Irving. I'll see what I can get in exchange for Russell Westbrook's expiring contract, and I'll see if I can't piece something together there in the backcourt and hope that that's enough and that LeBron still has enough left in the tank and that AD can be ready once the playoffs roll around, assuming we get there. And that's what I hang my hat, my Rob Pelinka hat on right now, is running it back with as much of what we had last year outside of Russell Westbrook as possible.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's BOLL and Branch.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's different with the Kyrie market versus the Kevin Durant market, where we could sit there and throw a ton of teams out for Kevin Durant, and it makes sense. Like, you threw the Nuggets out as a joke, but, like, there's a realistic possibility that maybe they want to do that and they've got the pieces. Kyrie's the opposite, where you kind of look around and go, how many teams are really interested? There's not many. There hasn't been a big market for him, according to reports. I've talked to a couple people that have told me the same thing. There's just not a lot in terms of interest. One, because of just how he's presented himself over the last couple of years and whether or not he really wants to be a full-time player at this point. The Lakers, we know that they're desperate. But if you go down this list of some of these other odds, like the Knicks at 5-1, you may laugh at this statement, but like, they did just spend $100 million on Jalen Brunson. So do you want Kyrie Irving? Jalen Brunson came to the Knicks partially because he wanted more of a big role in the offense as opposed to Luka dominating the ball the way that he did in Dallas. There's other things, obviously money and his dad's on the coaching staff and all that. But right. The Knicks at 5-1, I would say maybe Durant. Kyrie, I would say, I don't think that's going to happen. It doesn't make sense. The Clippers, well, John Wall's there now. Yeah, you could say Kyrie versus Wall both at this point in their careers. You might go Kyrie at his peak. He just put up, 60 this past year. Like, okay. But then the Miami Heat, yeah, that makes sense. They're 7-1. The Mavs at 8-1. Would you put him with Luka? I wouldn't. I don't. One, you're gonna hope for chemistry. Two, you gotta hope that he's there. Is he gonna be a good leader? Is he that's not the type of guy you want to put on a team that just took these huge strides and got to the conference finals. The Grizzlies are 12-1. Well, you're not gonna trade John Morant, so how does that work? The Sixers at 14-1. We got James Harden there. We just had James Harden and Kyrie together, and they didn't really play much. I mean, maybe you try that again. The Suns are 16-1. I don't know where else besides the Lakers Kyrie Irving actually goes.
You know, the way you phrased it, the Sixers actually start to make a little bit of sense, I think, because you finally get an opportunity to see Harden and Irving together. And now you're doing it with Embiid. And look,
but here's the question. Does Harden want to play with Kyrie Irving? Because he did just ask for a trade away from his team.
Right. So what fed into that for Harden, I think, is the question.
Right.
Was it
right.
putting up with Kyrie's mercurial nature? Then again, James Harden has been known to show up looking about 25 pounds overweight in a sweatsuit that resembles something somebody would wear on The Sopranos. So, look, I mean, anything is possible. And as you read down those lists of teams, for some reason, the Sixers jumped out because now they look at it and say, okay, Embiid, Harden, Irving, if we can get Kyrie to play 60, 65 games, depending on what the situation is, if we can get Harden to start to peak in the late regular season, early playoffs, Embiid, we know what we're going to get from him, MVP level play. That's an interesting trio there. Again, I'm not an advocate of super teams the way we've seen them blow up the last couple of years. But if you're a Sixers fan, I don't know if you necessarily balk at that immediately.
The question then becomes, though, what do the Sixers give up? Again, we're assuming this is probably two or three team deals, but you're not sending James Harden back. I mean, I guess, but you're not. I mean, let's be realistic. Yes, they can, but they won't. I mean, is it like Tyrese Maxey and some picks? Is that enough?
Maxey, Tucker, Tobias.
And that's the issue, too, with both of these players, the Nets. Now, if the Nets were just, and honestly, this is the way I'd approach it. If I was truly ready to get rid of both of them, be out of this business, I would start over and I would rack up as much young talent and draft picks as I could. I mean, I'm talking like Oklahoma City Thunder level of draft picks, because that's how you're going to maximize your return. It's going to be a lot harder to get a star back. How often? That's what made the Ben Simmons, James Harden trade so unique. It's a rare time where a star requested a trade and you actually got a star back in return.
Right. It only worked because both sides were so unhappy in their current predicament.
Yeah.
And as much as I think Irving and Durant both want to pretend like they're unhappy in this predicament, and maybe they are to a certain extent, I ultimately think if they ended up coming back to Brooklyn, both of them, I don't think they're necessarily disappointed with that. Sure, they'd love to go off and be the guy and be loved and be wanted so that somebody had to put together some crazy trade package to acquire them. But ultimately, they end up looking at each other going, okay, well, we thought this was going to work in the first place. Maybe we actually run it back with Simmons instead of Harden. Yeah, but maybe we run it back and see if we can't actually do something playing more than 15 games together.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, that's ultimately going to be the biggest what if the NBA's had, besides Kobe and Shaq, to me, where I look at that and go, if they'd actually like had a good relationship, what that right. would have been in terms of a duo for so long. But you got to look at what the Nets had in Harden, Kyrie, and Durant and go, what could that have been? They played 16 games together. That's it. That's all that it was. It's one of the greatest what ifs that we've ever had in NBA history.
If it ends up going up in flames, as it may go up in flames this offseason, it'll be the worst super team conglomeration in the history of the league.
Oh. It's not even close. It's not even close at this point. It's incredible what this has become. I thought this would be awful. It's way worse than what it even was. There are teams, though, that actually kept their young stars and signed them to extensions. What that means for those up-and-coming teams next year in the NBA, now that we have those pictures together, you better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.